Support for Kani Kapila Vintage comes from Manu Healii, celebrating Hawaii's culture and heritage for 41 years. From its craft fair origins to a multifaceted creative company, Manu Healii has grown to a family business with artists designing apparel and accessories inspired by Hawaii's culture, colors, and lifestyles. Discover their collections at manuhealii.com.
Aloha, I'm Derek Malama, and this is Kani Kapila Sunday Vintage Edition. It's the podcast where we reach into the archives for interviews and live performances with some of Hawaii's most beloved musicians, from virtuosos of the Hawaiian Renaissance to the younger musicians who have honored and reimagined enduring traditions. Today, we're sharing my 2014 interview with David Kavika Kahiapo. The slack key guitarist talks about making more than 70 albums, and he tells us what it was like to be a student of Gabby Pops Pahinui. He shares details about the childhood moment when he first picked up an instrument. Plus, we'll hear music inspired by the windward side of Oahu, where he grew up. Kahiapo also talks about what it was like to work on the soundtrack for a Hollywood movie, and he'll play a few live numbers, including a tribute to the musicians who came before him. All of that and more after a short break, so stick around.
HPR Hōʻike is your home for fresh, new local content. Catch up on our Live from the Atherton concerts or tune in for thoughtful discussions with local authors, artists, and practitioners. All produced in-house right here at HPR. Tune into HPR Hōʻike on Sunday afternoons at 1.
Today, we're revisiting my 2014 interview with David Kavika Kahiapo. He was the fifth of six children, and some of Kahiapo's earliest memories are of strumming the guitar alone in his room for hours. His family instilled a love for music in him, and that affection only grew deeper when he began studying with Gabby Pops Pahinui. Kahiapo tells us the story of the garage party and casual jam session where he first connected with the slack key legend. The education that he got from Pops went beyond perfecting the slack key style of play and extended to understanding the full history and potential of Hawaiian music. As Kahiapo explains, that included learning how the musical traditions he grew up around could be transformed when influenced by other genres, such as jazz. He also reflects on growing up in Kaneohe and memories of playing at the Windward Music Festival. His studio session includes a live performance of Aina Momona, a song about abundant land inspired by a fish pond near Kahiapo's childhood home. We'll also hear him reflect on marriage and fatherhood. Here's David Kavika Kahiapo on Kani Kapila Vintage Edition. You're listening to Kani Kapila Sunday on KIPO. Award-winning singer, songwriter, and slack key artist David Kavika Kahiapo was once a student of Gabby Pahinui and has nearly 70 album projects to his credit. And he's also the leader of the group Kaukahi. Welcome to the show, Kavika.
Thank you, Derek. Glad to be here.
Now, how did you become a student of Pops?
Well, back in the early 70s or mid-70s, we would frequently have a bunch of garage parties. My uncles and aunties would come over, and we'd jam and play music. And So specifically what happened was in our involvement in the canoe club, Kaneohe Canoe Club, we started to sponsor these series of concerts that used to be on the field at Castle High School. And so my uncles, who were part of the canoe club with us, were close friends with Gabby. So the first couple of the years of that particular concert was called Windward Music Festival, and actually Peter Moon helped to facilitate and put that concert together. And it was then that we began to hang out with Gabby and sort of casually get together and party in our garage. And it was those casual jam sessions that led to my being able to learn some tunings and some stylings and some philosophy of not just slack key, but an overall view of the appreciation of music and different stylings, actually.
What did he teach you?
He taught me a bunch of stuff that I still carry with me today. One was not only a different tunings, but just your approach and the influence and influences on Hawaiian music, and how Hawaiian music has influenced other genres. People take it out and sort of export that. But Gabby shared with me some trade secrets as to how some outside influences influenced his thinking that he actually included on some of his most signature songs on some of his most signature albums.
I know he was influenced a lot by jazz, right?
Oh, jazz was one of his, actually, at one time, jazz was probably one of his all-time favorite genres. And he loved jazz so much that he would sneak into clubs and go listen to some of the jazz bands play. The funny thing is, in this one particular lesson, I guess, that he was giving me, he talked about how he went to a concert that was here locally at what was known as HIC Arena before. Now it's Blaisdell.
I remember.
Back in the day, there was a concert by Chicago and Three Dog Night. And now, so Gabby's telling me he went to that concert. He bought two tickets. He handed the tickets to Martin, his son, and said, "Martin, happy birthday. But the second ticket is for me. You're going to go, but you're going to take me with you." So it was that Chicago Three Dog Night concert that a particular riff on a song that pretty much most of America knew back then. And so he included this little guitar riff on a song that he sings on a Brown Gabby album, a song called Wanani Kawaii. And it's interesting because after hearing the riff, he would play it over and over, and he goes, "Does it sound familiar?" And I go, "No." And he goes, and he plays it over and over again. Then he actually slowed it down. And it ended up being the little guitar hook in the song Shambhala.
Wow.
By Three Dog Night.
Could you give us a little bit of that one?
Yes,
I remember the song vaguely, but...
Anyway, I can't figure it out on guitar now, but it was that. Dun, 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 dun. So, but he plays it faster.
I know the song.
Yeah, so it's that little hook that he took from that, and he plays it on his song, and it ends up being, I remember as a young man listening to Hawaiian music, I'm like, "Man, that's a killer guitar riff, you know," opening up the song. And so it's that little deposit, I guess, of wisdom that he told me. One of the things he told me was that the influence will come. And so our ability to filter that influence and make it our own and put it in our music and add the Hawaiian lyrics to it, it's a classic example of outside influence affecting what we think is traditional, even contemporary Hawaiian music.
Yeah. As you can tell, Kavika brought his guitar. He can give us a little preview of that.
Okay.
What's the first song you're going to play for us?
This song came to me about a year and a half ago. A friend of mine is one of the staff over at Paipai O'Heia, Ancient Fish Pond in Kaneohe, and He'ia, and it's a good friend of mine, Anuinui Punui. She put this song together, and she was struggling over trying to find a melody to match with it, so she sent it to me via email. And the night I got it, I put this melody together. The song is called Aina Momona. It talks about the history of He'ia. And in Hawaiian composition, many times we describe the elements of the ahupua'a. So in the first verse, I mentioned Halaulani, Kaniko'o, and Mololani is the name of the rains, actually, over at He'ia. And we'll talk about Mehe'anu and the puhi that is the guardian of the fish pond. And so, so the lyrical content is typical of Hawaiian language mele composition using the elements and the kauna, or the hidden meanings. So it is a fish pond, and the upper part of the fish pond was a thriving kalo field in ancient times. And so this song talks about how the land was abundant and fertile. The song actually is called Aina Momona, which literally means land that is fat or abundant. So here we go. Hanoharu heia I ka uanui, halaulane kaniko ololani. Hanoharu heia I ka uanui, halaulane kaniko ololani. Kunihi paliuli o iole ka, ka amaila na vaiola o ukanei. Ia ai kamana o oka aina vei, mano mano ke kalo kanu o ka aina. Akahi no aike ke pua o ka hau, popo he mai nei au o mehe anu.
Nice. That is Kavika Kaiapo on Kani Kapila Sunday. I played that song on the show, too,
awesome.
By the way.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's from, you recorded that live on Maui, right, from that concert series for the CD that won the Grammy.
Yeah, Masters of Hawaiian Slack Key with George Kahumoku, Paul Kahnweiser, and Daniel Ho.
Yeah.
All collaborating with that project. And that was, 2010 Grammy winner of the year. That album.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On that and all of your other awards. Are you a full-time musician?
Full-time in a sense that I'm about as busy and as frequently performing as anyone in Honolulu could be. I play three nights a week, and on the weekends usually sort of reserving that time for private gigs, concerts, traveling, and stuff like that. So I consider myself pretty much full-time musician, retired carpenter, and most importantly, father, husband. 31 years, my wife and I celebrated 31st anniversary on Wednesday.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, 5 children, so.
Wow.
Domestic front, different hats.
Did you know that all those different hats Kayapo wears include the title of ordained minister? That's right, it's Reverend David Kavika Kayapo. He's also spent decades serving on the North Shore Community Land Trust Board, helping to protect, steward, and enhance the natural landscape and cultural heritage that means so much to him. Don't go away. We'll be back with the second half of my studio session with David Kavika Kahiapo right after a quick break.
Here in Hawaii, there's a special appreciation for things that are local. And we take that seriously at HPR, where 30% of the programs you hear are made in-house by our own team. Everything from Morning Cafe to The Conversation, Bridging the Gap to Evening Jazz. Whether you're a news junkie or a music lover, HPR's local programming keeps you rooted in our shared island community. Learn more about our shows at hawaiipublicradio.org.
Let's get back to my 2014 interview with David Kavika Kahiapo. We start the second half with his live studio performance of a song called East Side Slack Key. That's one of my favorite songs from Kahiapo. It's a good example of his knack for drawing on other musical traditions, and it's a song specifically inspired by one of his favorite guitarists and mine, Earl Klugh. Kahiapo also gives more reflections on his musical upbringing and talks about the experience of recording a track with Jack Johnson for the soundtrack of the movie version of Curious George. He closes out the session with his rendition of Keola Beamer's Real Old Style. Here again is David Kavika Kahiapo.
You're also known for your instrumentals. I mean, you have really great rhythmic instrumentals that I love to play as well all the time. So do you have a favorite that you'd like to play for
Actually, yeah.
Now?
You know, this one song always comes up on my radar either because by choice or I'm requested to play this song because this song that I did back in 96 on my first solo CD, Alana. I lived on the North Shore, actually out in La'ie on the beach, and just to drive back and forth, I was inspired by the beauty of the aina to write a song that I thought would be appropriate to listen to on the radio or on a CD while you're driving up and down the highway. It's called East Side Slack Key, and again, about importing influences. One of my favorite guitar players of all time was this guy named Earl Klugh, and so I had a couple of his albums. And I would sort of mimic some of his phrasing on the guitar, so to speak. And I copied a lot of his riffs. And so there was a heavy influence. Right about the time my wife and I first got married, listening to Earl Klugh. And so I sort of incorporated some of those stylings into my slack key influence. So with all the old styles of like Uncle Ray Connie, Leonard Kwan, and of course Gabby, and guys like Earl Klugh. It all comes together in a sort of jazzy slack key piece I call East Side Slack Key, where you can actually hear all the influences of jazz, the hammer-ons and slides of traditional slack key guitar. A song called East Side Slack Key, short version. Thank you. Seaside Slacky.
Kavika Kayapo on Kanikapila Sunday. I love Earl Klugh, by the way.
Mm.
And maybe that's why I like all your instrumentals. Yeah.
So you can, you know Earl Klugh music, so you can hear the influence.
I can make the connection now.
You know, I've actually played gigs out in Waikiki, out and about, and I've actually played this song and had people come up to me and they go, "You sound like a Hawaiian Earl Klugh."
Earl Klugh should be doing a Slacky album then.
You know, Earl Klugh, you know, back in the 70s, he did come and collaborate and hang out with some of the local boys, specifically with this group used to be called Hokulea, with Kalani Whitford, Roland Casimiro, Dwight Hanohano, a bunch of those guys. So he came down and hung with some local boys for a little while.
Oh, man, you have so many stories.
It's been a fun journey, you know?
Oh, yeah. to do, you know, what you want to do and have fun.
Exactly. To do exactly what I wanted to do, I set my heart out to do. And I thank my dad for that. When I was about 8 years old, he taught me how to play ukulele. When I was about 10 years old, he stuck a guitar pretty much like this one that I'm playing now. He stuck it in my lap, was tuned to this very tuning, open G tarra patch. He sat the guitar in my lap, and the guitar was up against my the front of my body, and he strummed it. He stuck it on me, and he went, and the vibration of the guitar against my body, I went, wow. It was like a spiritual experience. I described that. And I was so interested in playing slacky that from that moment on, I practiced for hours and hours every day. And I was only like 10 years old. And so by the time Gabby came around and different of my uncles and aunties would come over for jam sessions, I was able to sort of assimilate into the mix. And then my dad would sort of put me out there and perform for people. And right out of high school, started playing in Waikiki with different musicians. So it's been a fun journey.
What final song would you like to play for us today?
Well, you know, for years, you know, with the opportunity, I guess, now I think I'm like you mentioned earlier, almost 70 albums. Probably the count is about 68 right now of people I've collaborated with. I've done many studio sessions doing guitar for many local bands. But rarely, and I mean rarely, an opportunity to sit in a concert setting or a little intimate concert setting as a soloist. I usually like to sort of communicate with the audience in telling stories of the songs and like we've been discussing and talking about now, some of the background and influence, just telling stories and influence and relationships I've struck up over the years, more recently with guys like Jack Johnson, being able to teach him some slack key and his ability, I guess, on the export side, incorporating slack key guitar on his recordings, like In Between Dreams, and we collaborated together on the soundtrack for Curious George, Sing Along Lullabies, and so it's interesting, kind of wind it down and do a little mellow set. See, okay, I'm going to do this song because I usually like to do this song to honor those that came before us, our kupuna, our elders. We are blessed with what we can do because of what they deposited into our lives. And so my dad, Gabby, my uncles, my grandmothers, and all the mentors that helped speak into my life and guide me in the right direction. This song honors our kupuna, a song written by Keola Beamer, probably one of the biggest influences, another big influence of music on my life. The music of Keola and Kupono Beamer and all their early albums. A song called In a Real Old Style.
Songs he wrote when he
man, and he'd play in the real old style, and he'd play in the real old style. My aunties, they all love to dance, and the families love to sing. I sing with them when I get the chance, and they're filled with love for me, and they dance. Now these folks, they are young no more, they will pass away. I know that I'll remember them and the songs they used to play. And they play young man still, with many things to see. Someday when I grow old, I'll sing the songs they sang for me, and I'll play. Real old style. Thank you, Derek.
Hey, thank you, Kavika.
Wow. Woo. Awesome.
Kavika Kaiapo playing in the real old style. And mahalo so much for stopping by today, Kavika.
Thank you for the opportunity and for inviting me. And aloha, ahuiho, malama.
That was David Kavika Kaiapo speaking in 2014. That last point he made is a thread that came up often over the course of hosting Connie Kapila for nearly two decades. There is a very real importance placed on honoring those who shaped Hawaiian music in the past while always searching for new possibilities, new sounds to add to the ancient traditions. And that's it for this installment of Connie Kapila Vintage, produced by D.W. Gibson. The original interviews were recorded by Jason Taglianetti. Mahalo for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another installment of Connie Kapila Vintage. Don't forget that Connie Kapila Sunday lives on with Louise Kealiiloma King Lanzolati every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. So tune in live. Until next time, aloha.
Support for Kanikapila Vintage comes from Manu Healii, celebrating Hawaii's culture and heritage for 41 years. From its craft fair origins to a multifaceted creative company, Manu Healii has grown to a family business with artists designing apparel and accessories inspired by Hawaii's culture, colors, and lifestyles. Discover their collections at manuhealii.com.